Cliffcentral.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
On Cliffcentral.com.
Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
Yo, what is up, beautiful people of this country of ours? You are chilling with the worst guys.
What up,
though? Yo, we are in the building for our second podcast of the official line that we've been having. It's always good to be here, Wednesday, 2 p.m. That's always where we're going to be at. You can catch us today. We have a very hot show lineup for you. Super hot fire. But before that, let's just get into my homies here, the worst guys. Let's see what's been happening with them. Yo, Samanda, tell us what's been going on, buddy.
Marky Mark.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. I'm mad chilling, feeling blessed.
Living good as usual.
Living good. It's a gloomy day, man, but...
You know. Hey, what are you going to do, right?
Yeah, man. It's the best life we have.
There's nothing you can do. I mean, you just got to keep moving.
I actually kind of like days like this. You know, you can just kind of chill inside, watch some TV, make some rooibos tea. You know, that whole vibe. Especially if you have something to cuddle with. You know?
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill. Yeah, exactly.
I was just about to say, this is the ideal weather for that.
Yeah. So
baby making weather.
Yeah, so we'll make it lit for you guys as well. You can listen to our podcast, make babies at the same time. You know, we're versatile.
The two go together.
Yeah, exactly. We're versatile like that. Loiso, my brother, what's happening with you,
man? Hey, man. Just carrying on with life. Hey,
How's varsity going? How are the Simons going?
Oh, we're ready to get into that territory.
Real quick.
It's going.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so anyway, my name is Mark McLeely. I'm your host. You're chilling with the worst guys today. Today, we have actually a very interesting conversation for you. Since it is graduation season, we'll be celebrating this amazing achievement, right? Which is what
for
I think
the people
is.
Who have
yeah for the people who have it, you know. But for the most part, you know, it is graduation season. People are graduating, and we're just going to talk a little bit about university and exactly what it is. You know, how the whole environment grows you to become a better person in the future or adapt into the real world. Does it really do that?
Is it beneficial for everyone?
You know, we could talk about the partying, the classes, the debauchery, you know, all of that is going down today. That's all that's going down. We're talking all things varsity. So yeah, if you want to hit us up, please do. You can hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys, or you can hit us up on CliffCentral at CliffCentral.com, and you can just put your input in the conversation, right? You know what I'm saying? So, Susie, tell me a little bit about your varsity experience, Samantha.
Yeah. I can't not call you out. I see you trying to look there like, ah, damn, I did it again.
Calling you Susie. I told you, it's stuck in my head, bro.
Stuck in your head.
But it's cool.
Hey, man, it's all good. Yeah, what was your question again?
No, I was saying university, your experience. Tell me your story of varsity or tertiary or
I'll start with this. I'll come clean. I am probably the worst person to tell varsity stories.
Why is that?
I'm a worst guy, firstly, but I got kicked the fuck out of varsity.
Yeah, which varsity?
Vince University.
whatever. Tell us a story. There must have been a reason.
Okay, so
it must have been like debaucherous or something.
Yeah, I'll take you back. So this is me like 2011, and I'm out here, and I just finished high school in Bloem St. Andrews, came back to Joburg.
yeah.
So on my journey back, I was like, you know, I left school like, yo, man, I'm going to go be an artist.
Yeah.
I'm going to go work on cruise ships and shit.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever it is that I want to do.
Like find yourself before you actually embark
on an exploration.
Because you know what happens is a lot of people feel pressured to go to university straight after high school.
I wanted to take a gap year. People were just like, a gap year? What's that? Like, are you stupid?
I think that's crucial, actually. I wish I had taken a gap year.
Well, speaking from someone who actually did take a gap year.
Speak to us.
Look, I think the most important thing is to know what you want to do, you know, because there's this whole thing of getting into varsity and studying, especially pressure from your parents. But, you know, if you don't know what you want to do, then you may end up wasting your time.
And money.
So,
after all of that happened, I find myself in Wits University just because I got in. Like, I made enough points to get in to be a...
Yeah.
What is it? Bachelor of Arts.
Okay.
In AKA Bugger All. My name. You ain't doing... shame.
No, don't disrespect the BA, boy.
I've got a BA now. Okay, I'm graduating with a BA. I can say it because I'm within it. We ain't doing shit in BA. We're all chilling. But let me be honest. In BA, you have to specialize. Like, you, that's why you find yourself doing like a honors or what to get weight in that industry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like...
Is there much weight in that, in the industry, if even if you do get a post-grad? From what, what I've seen and what I've experienced is that people leave university, post-grad or just a bachelor's, and you go into the workplace. And in the workplace, you start from the bottom. You start at the same place as people who were there 2 years before you without a degree, but now they're just more experienced. They've got, they've learned how to perform that job better because they've been there for longer, and you come in fresh.
Experience is everything. Like, experience is gold. You can't ever, it's invaluable. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Advice is cheap, but experience is everything.
Nothing, there's no advice that could help you.
Yeah. The thing, you have to look at advice and like, figure out that advice comes from a standpoint of wanting an easy way out, like a quick fix. There's no such thing as a quick fix, bro.
You know?
Whatever it is, you're gonna have to go through it. I'd rather put my hand on the frying pan and let it burn me.
Yeah.
Now I know it's hot. For you know your granny telling you like,
You have to burn to find out, you know. And that's exactly what happens in the university journey as well. Because you're just saying you started off at Wits.
Yeah.
And obviously you're no longer there anymore. You said you got excluded. So where did you get your bachelor's?
At Vega.
At Vega.
I'm getting my degree in Bachelor of Arts in Brand Communications, specializing in copywriting.
That's mad dope. You see, that's exactly the type of thing we're celebrating. So now, in terms of that, I'm just talking about the scenic route. Because, I mean, I took the scenic route as well. You know, getting a degree is something that takes a long time. In high school, failing is not really a thing.
At all.
It doesn't really happen.
And if it
does, happens, but it doesn't really happen.
If it does, you unfortunately are going to be the butt of a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
I've been in class with you for 6 years.
And you become an ashtray, boy.
Exactly. You become an easy target. But I was saying, the scenic route, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people go into university without having taken that gap year or whatever, and they don't really understand or know exactly what they want to do. But I feel like the university experience as a whole, or the tertiary experience as a whole, helps you find yourself not just in terms of academics, your social standing, how to relate to other people.
Yeah.
I think that's a crucial part of what university does. And sometimes you get carried away with the social.
Hence the senior groups, all the girls, man.
And all of that stuff. And I'm just saying that that journey is part of your growth as a person. And I think university is very important for finding who you are. I think a lot of people do actually find themselves at university. Do you think university is a part of growth and finding yourself as a person, Lloyd?
Absolutely. I mean, as someone who is currently taking the scenic route, still on course.
Still on course, as long as you're there.
I got to say, I think that your growth that you experience, you can experience is through the good and the bad.
Yeah.
So when I look at myself personally, I don't think I would have been where I am now without the experiences that I have gone through, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same for everyone, is whether you get in and you do well and you finish in record time, or, you know, you bounce around or whatever it is, the positive experiences should outweigh the bad.
Yeah, you know? That's exactly what I want to get into, essentially, is, you know, the value of university, I believe, is positive. And I do think people should study, although there are a lot of problems with it right now, you know. I just think that it's far too expensive.
Oh, yeah.
That's a general outcry of our people at this stage. It's far too expensive, but it's valuable in the essence that it teaches you more about yourself than anything else, than any lessons, than any... you're not going to learn about, you know, your theory. I mean, you're not going to do anything that has to do with your theory in politics in the real world, really. It's just more the surroundings of intellectuals and the way to think and how to... think for yourself, essentially, is something that you learn in an institution.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's just truth that most people, majority of people, find themselves, you know, quote unquote, during their time at university. I don't know if that's because of the age you're at in life, or because I personally think it's more to do with your experiences of going to varsity and interacting in that environment is why people find themselves more.
Which
also plays into the whole, you know, whether you do badly academically, or, you know, you drop out, or you change degrees, or you know, and all that.
I think you've got to lose yourself to find yourself, to an extent.
100%.
And that's where the gap year loses its value a little bit, I think, because you can kind of take a gap year in university. It'll cost you a lot more, probably. But I think a lot of people would have taken involuntary gap years in university. I did myself. I took a 1 year extra scenic route.
I agree, because I took a gap year straight out of matric, and during that year, I don't think I found. I don't think
you
I changed at all.
Yeah.
I think I started to, you know, kind of move forward when I was, you know, in tertiary.
And in terms of the workforce, do you think having a degree puts you above people who don't have a degree just coming straight into the workforce? And when I say that, I'm talking about the fact that there's some jobs that you don't even require a degree, like entry-level jobs that most people our age are entering into. You don't even require a degree. You can get out straight out of high school and work for corporate, and you will have gained that experience that we were talking about earlier. So in terms of having a degree, is it more valuable to stay in tertiary for 3 or 4 years, 5 maybe, and waste that time, that time that you could have used building a career in a corporate, for example? Let's use a corporate, for example, because that's primarily where I think people go to work. So is the degree more valuable? Is that time not wasted? Are you getting something far more valuable than you would if you had stayed behind and worked towards climbing the corporate ladder?
Well, yeah, it's very multifaceted in the sense that you get something that's worth it for you in your life, or you get something that just slightly works for you because you're in the system.
You're getting a degree because you're supposed to get a degree.
It boils down to the time that you spent in a certain place working on one specific thing. You know, it's 3 years, but it's 3 years is actually a very short time.
Yeah. The thing is, it's not always 3 years.
Yeah, man. And I was just about to say, shout out to the guys who get it in 3. I mean,
there's longer degrees, but 3.
Saying that takes some doing. Yeah. Because, you know, you first day you got your whole week and, you know, you're having a little bit of fun.
Speaking of gap years, the year I failed, man, I'm not going to lie, I didn't try in school. That's
right. you're getting punched on Jamaica. What do you call it? Jamaica.
shout out to all the Vinci's. I might have been excluded, but Jamaica. That's the hardest shit in the world.
No, on that note, most people who fail or don't make it, it's not because you couldn't do the work.
It's
too much of a joke.
If you're looking for a party university, Vets does the damn thing. I won't lie though, man. Vega didn't turn it up.
Really?
I was like, I'm gonna go to Vega. It's a much smaller school. I'm gonna be calm. Yeah. Like, be a good boy.
We leaving out the number one. Rhodes University, guys. I'm scared of that place. I didn't go there, but I'm scared of that place.
Dude, you guys, Rhodes University buys more alcohol than Grahamstown itself.
Let me tell you something about Rhodes University, all right?
From the veteran.
we are some smart motherfuckers. I want to lie to you. We are some intelligent motherfuckers, and we can drink as well. You know, and the two go well together. You know, you can just be chilling at the bar, having a conversation about Friedrich Nietzsche or whoever your favorite philosopher is, and you can just be talking over a draft. Next thing, it's going crazy. You're dancing on the tables. People are falling down the stairs. You know, it's all about the good times, dog. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to brag about
finish that off. falling off the stairs. No,
that's not what I'm saying. This is a general summation of what Rhodes life is like. Okay. Everybody's tumbled down a case of stairs at Rhodes University. If you haven't tumbled down a case of stairs, you haven't been there. Yeah.
You didn't get your money's worth.
You didn't get your money's worth, exactly.
I think it's like an acquired skill for rodents. Like, if you go down there to visit for like a weekend or so, there's like if you don't go to Rhodes, there's like an 80% chance you won't make it through that weekend.
You won't make it through that weekend.
Speaking from experience.
Experience, my boy. Lawyer. Blackout, my boy. What was it?
Hey,
it was
try
Tri-Varsity.
Eight p.m. I was done.
It was Tri-Varsity, right? Last 2014. Yeah, so it was Tri-Varsity. He'd never been to Rose before, and I didn't understand why, because I knew he'd love the job. So anyway, we come to Tri-Varsity. We went to this first party, and he's like, it was all white. And him and my friend were shocked. We're like, oh shit. What's up with all these white people? I'm like, hey, dog, just chill, man. Nobody here
gouge yourself.
just get some free punch over there. Don't worry about the people. Get in your groove. Then we went to another party. Then I think the beer pong. That's where.
I still blame the beer pong.
I think, if we can have one consensus about Varsity,
yeah,
it teaches you how to fucking party like professionally.
you are a professional drinker when you go to university.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's just Rhodes. I think Rhodes is particularly good at it.
Because it's spectacular. What else are you gonna do but drink in Grahamstown?
Especially like Grahamstown, there's donkey carts running around, you know, people, there's nothing to do except for, you know, go out and get wasted. And it's cool. Sometimes your lecturers join you, you talk about shit, you know, you learn. But I'm telling you, you learn a lot outside of the classroom. That's one thing that Rhodes taught me.
It's also like smaller universities are hella personal. Dog.
Yeah.
It's mad intimate.
For example,
I mean, at Wits, no one knows anybody.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. Sometimes with small universities as well, it can get very cramped. Oh, you know, everybody knows everybody's business. Yeah. And it's just like, holy shit, man. I don't want to deal with this right now. So that's why it's also nice to have a place to escape. Because, I mean, we haven't really spoken about the pressures of university academically and how they affect us as a youth as well. We'll get into that in the second half. But we can also think a lot about, you know, what more could we take from university other than the piece of paper that you walk away with? Because a lot of the time it doesn't really mean that much when you're out here in the real world. What is it about university that we love, that we want to go to university? Because I had the best time of my life, and if I had the choice, I'd do it again, to be honest with you. So what is the value other than the piece of paper? If you want to join the conversation, please call us on 0861-555-189. That's the number again, 0861-555-189. Or hit us up on Twitter at @the_worstguys. Or at CliffCentral.com, right? We're about to take a break right now, but after the break, we'll be hollering at you guys. We've sent out a hashtag in the middle of the week. Varsity taught me.
Varsity taught me.
So we're going to go into a few of your tweets that we got from you guys. And yeah, we're just going to have a laugh about all the debaucherous stories that come from your own experiences and what you learned at the end of the day. Yeah.
We'll open those files.
Cliff Central.
Yo, what's up? You're back with the worst guys. You know it's always hot in the building, always hot. We've just got one of our members in the building right now.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Rehab. What's happening,
people? Is in the building. What up, dog? What's happening?
It's good to be here. Jeez, I just come from work right now, so excuse me for being a bit late.
that's easy, dog. We've got a message from Darren in PE on WeChat. We were just talking about Varsity, right? And he's used our hashtag. He says, hashtag Varsity taught me partying and getting wasted 7 days a week is fine. Darren, can I tell you the truth? That is 100% correct.
You're a champion, boy. You're a champion.
I see you're on, you're from PE. I don't know what varsity you went to, if you want to tell us, but I mean, like, that's some real shit. People drank, like we were just saying.
PE has the most beautiful girls in South Africa.
So, Manda, that's a big call.
Something we need to talk about.
No, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it a little bit. That's a big call.
Let it out.
How does PE have the most beautiful woman in South Africa? First of all, you live in Joburg, which is disrespectful that you're undermining this beautiful city of ours and its women. Have you been to Sandton City?
are you being varsity specific?
I'm talking about like honeys on just the beach and stuff. Yeah, like
I come straight from Sandton City right now, and I can tell you that is a lie.
Myth
look, busted.
Look, I can tell you places with beautiful women that I know of personally. Okay. Bloemfontein is one of them.
Of course.
It's the city of roses, baby.
The
women are beautiful. I wouldn't lie about it.
Some of those Joburg. Macy's.
Hey, those Macy's, dog. To be honest.
Yeah. I was lying. Bloemfontein is ranked number one by whatever FHM and them.
Hey, that's heavy. That's heavy. It sounds like you pulled that out of your ass. But I believe you. Trust, I believe trust, you because trust. I know beautiful women. Trust, I know.
Trust.
I know.
But PE, I didn't see with my own eyes.
okay, sure.
My own eyes.
I say, okay, for me, Joburg is obviously number one. Maybe I'm biased because I'm from Joburg and I love this city. But Joburg for me is number one. Yep.
It's the city of gold, then.
Yeah.
No, but Cape Town beats us up. Don't even play us.
Ooh, that's a yeah. That's a okay, that's the only competitor. Yeah, but, that's the only competitor.
But those girls aren't even from SA. They shouldn't come.
yeah,
it's Europe down there.
They have an unfair advantage. They have an unfair advantage because they have the beach, so they're always chilling with sun dresses, tanned. You know, they're living too lit over there. They need to calm down a little bit.
Hey, but the Jersey chicks don't even need a beach to take their clothes off. Let me tell you.
yeah,
let us know, Rehab.
Harem, dog. Harem. Have you been to Harem?
Yes, he knows.
Yeah, you know it's a jump here in Joburg, dog. Always.
Chicks going to the club in just a flipping bikini. Or let me say a corset. Yes, like my bro.
A corset. I don't even know how a woman would take that off or put it on, but I guess that's not none of my business.
With it on, bro. Hey, this guy.
Varsity.
Am I playing games?
Varsity will teach you how to take a bra off with one hand.
Yes. But that's going that's compulsory shit, dog. That is compulsory shit for you to be able to take a bra off with one hand. I think if you can't do that, your life is your life is gonna be a bit of a shambles in the bedroom. You know, you can't be there like trying to do it with two hands and then maybe she needs to help you and shit. It's just you're ruining the vibe, bro. You're ruining the vibe. All right, so anyway, we were talking earlier about the hashtag Varsity Taught Me because we're celebrating students and the great achievement that they've done in terms of graduating since it is graduation season. So yeah, we had the hashtag Varsity Taught Me on Twitter. And yeah, Rehab is just going to read some of our favorite tweets from you guys in terms of what Varsity has taught you.
Okay, here we go. Well, one of the most popular ones was tweeted by @KingG1G. Varsity taught me you'll have friends you drink with and you'll have friends who got your back for life. That's true.
The friends you drink with and your friends you got your back for life. Hopefully it's the same
yeah,
people.
Yeah, it should be the same people. When you're drinking, like, you're genuinely putting your hands in someone's life.
Yeah, but can I tell you the truth? In a social setting, especially in university, you do interact with a lot of people and you see them on a regular basis, so you kind of become acquaintances with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But your relationship isn't real. It's only based on that social encounter.
It's a social media relationship.
You see each other. It's like, hey, what's
that's
up?
The danger of varsity. It's a lot of temporary relationships. You need to distinguish.
But that's your choice.
Yeah, that's life. Life. You're gonna find temporary relationships in varsity, and you're gonna find permanent relationships in varsity. I know. I have friends from varsity that I'll be friends with for life.
Of course. The thing about varsity is that you forced to wake up and go there every day.
Like, not really though. That's like the
You're not forced at all.
That's the biggest problem
unless,
we have.
Unless you are. You are trying to save your DP. You're not forced to go, boy. Learn how to type them emails, bro.
If you've enrolled yourself in a system and you're a logical person by saying that you're going to finish this degree, then you're sort of inclined.
Listen, but I know you weren't forced, my boy.
Okay. Yeah, I forced myself to get a damn degree.
Yeah. Nah, well done, my boy. Well done. No, we're really proud.
But also, Mark, there can be another kind of topic is because I know a lot of people who don't go to, they enrolled in VITS or whatever the case may be, but they don't go to any classes at all. They just go to exams and they pass no problem. So
is class really that valuable?
The thing is, for a lot of people, it isn't.
The thing is, I always, especially like I'll say for when I look at a girl, I look for book smarts and street smarts, dog. So I think people in general have to have both, like a mashup.
Yeah. You know? No, but I'm saying in terms of the library itself, for example, you could go find out what your curriculum is, go to the library, read the books that are assigned to you, write the essays and assignments, and you could pass. I think lectures are almost just an assistance in understanding of the context, because for the most part a lot of the information in these texts are dense and we wouldn't understand them, especially coming straight out of high school. So you need lectures in terms of assisting to understand the text, but I don't think once you reach third year level you should be able to do it on your own. And that's why I think in postgrad as well, there's a lot more work, there's a lot more onus on yourself to write and to, you know, produce work on your own. Yeah, so
that's one of the problems education is having nowadays, especially with the fact that the classrooms are so crowded. When you go to big universities, the lecturer doesn't have time to actually engage with the students. He finds himself at a point where he can't get you to ask enough questions.
But that's what the tutorials are for, bro.
Yeah.
Did you go to your tuts?
Even the tutorial.
Did you go to your tuts?
Or did you sign in and sign out like me?
That was a magic trick, bro.
Or you create a boy to just sign up for me.
Everyone bunks classes.
You have to, dog.
The amount of times I know Loy walked with me all the way to WSS
Stadium. Yeah.
Just to go sign in and sign up. I was on my Jacob Zuma site. Sign up.
You have to do what you have to do, bro.
No, most people only care about the slides that will eventually be released by most lecturers.
Yeah, exactly. The slides.
It's like, as long as I have the slides, I'm good.
Yeah. But for me, it was just a thing of there's so much you can do outside of the class that is dope. You know, for me, you know, going to a mate's digs, for example, because I spent my university tenure in Riz. And, you know, Diggs was freedom for me. You know, you could go chill there with your homies, hit up a bong, you know, make some music. It was free because, you know, there were so many rules in Riz. I don't know what it was like in your universities, but there was like visiting hours. I don't know which grown people need visiting hours in their lives. There was like sleeping in a girl's res. You're not allowed to sleep in a girl's res at all as a guy. As a housemaster of a guy's res, you know, they're pretty lax. They're like, okay, well, we understand
these
what it's
happen.
Like. Yeah, but for women, I understand it's a bit more dangerous. You know, strangers could come into res or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's still impractical, you know. It makes my life a bit more
convenient. It's like now you're making me sneak in and out.
Now you're making me feel like a bad man. For trying to get another. No, I don't want to feel like a bad man.
On that note, there was a tweet as part of the hashtag Varsity Taught Me that I tweeted. It's hashtag Varsity Taught Me. It's either you have a car, live on campus, or live nearby off campus. Else you're going to be involuntarily celibate.
Involuntarily celibate, he says. There's too many people like that in this world, bro.
If you find yourself in that situation, I probably found myself in that situation.
Yeah, it happens to everyone. No man is hoed 24 hours a day, 365.
That's what Varsity teaches you. You climb out of your circumstances and you know what?
You prosper.
You know what? No more salty.
Yeah.
You
nah.
have to find a way to sort it out.
I feel you, dog. Because, I mean, let's talk about it on the reals. Varsity and the women, I think varsity is probably the easiest it's ever going to be for a guy to get laid.
Yeah, no doubt. No
ever,
doubt.
ever.
Do people even have guababa in varsity? I don't think they do, bro.
It's the Dutch courage. The alcohol is flowing. It's all good. The THC is in the veins. Everybody's feeling nice, boy.
Bro, there's nothing like walking into a classroom at 8 a.m. and the smell of perfume.
I know what you're talking about, boy.
No,
wearing glasses. She's writing notes. The pages are highlighted. You're like, save me, Jesus, save me.
I don't know what it is, but for me, it's that perfume mixed with that smell of nicotine and coffee.
And coffee and textbook. But in terms of, like, everybody was so liberal in university. I think all the people who haven't had, interracial relationships or anything like that, they probably missed out on their chance in university and they could never hop back on the train again.
Yeah, and
because that's what happens in universities. Like, people experiment big time. There's a whole lot of interracial relationships. It's like there's that myth or generalization that MILFs, like white MILFs, had it, dated a black guy in university tenure. You know, that's like the kind of thing that I'm talking about. You'll always try to dip into different avenues.
I went to a hella elitist university.
Yeah.
And when I got there, I thought these were girls I could never touch.
Whoa.
But have you
By
touched?
By the time I left.
Hey, you was touching. Or were you not?
I think
you can't not dip, Doug.
You can't not dip. And I think that's the most important thing about varsity. One of the positives is that no one really cares. You know, you're kind of doing you. You know, it's not only for, you know, the whole interracial thing. It's also, you know, for people who are struggling with their sexuality and whatever. No one cares. Yeah.
On the reals, though, to be honest with you, there have been a lot of protests, especially in my time at Rose. I remember. We had what was called Out Rose, is a group of LGBTI rights movement.
movement. And there were a lot of instances of homophobia and xenophobia as well in our university. And I don't know if that was just something that we encountered at Rhodes, or what are the social dynamics like in university, and how is it that we can be in such a free and open space to learn and to grow, and at the same time still be held back by, you know, society and the chains that hold us back. For example, how poor black people, is vastly experience is different to the rich white privileged person who can go out to the rat and have a drink and, you know, do those type of social interactions.
Or middle class black individuals.
And middle class as well, yeah. There's a
On that note about the middle class, because I remember you saying that these days a lot of the people find themselves, a lot of the middle class black people as well, find themselves to be too rich to get a bursary or funding, but poor to be able to afford the school fee still.
Yeah, that's kind of
like
massive.
Just stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you kind of have to be a smart ass, you know, you kind of have to get 80%, 90% to get a bursary. And unfortunately, not everybody's the smartest, you know, cookie in the jar, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a thing of applying for loans. There are loans out there. I mean, I was on a loan.
Shout
I was on
NASFAS.
Shout out to NASFAS. I don't know if any of y'all are listening to this at the government or whatever, but y'all ain't getting that money from me, man. You're gonna have to come knocking on my door. It's like, hey, pay me back.
Mark,
pay
back, is gonna pay back you, my boy. Catch me if you can.
Catch me if you can.
See, and that's the thing. You shouldn't even have to pay it back.
Yeah,
you know?
What we've been talking about. Fees must fall, and the whole thing. It's got some value. A lot of value, actually.
That's one of the things Varsity will also teach you. Like, there's people that are actually rich out there. Like, there's people living your dream. Like, you've been dreaming about this lifestyle since, you know, since you were sleeping wherever you were sleeping when you were three, and all of a sudden there's a Porsche in the parking lot. Like, there's that you understand that?
Yeah,
there's a divide. You see the divide clearer than ever before.
Yeah, that's true. There is a big divide.
It's
incredible. The Varsity experience is different for all the people that are there.
And, you know, you were asking earlier, what's the value of it? What's the takeout?
Okay.
The takeout for me has been esteem more than anything.
Like, yeah, self-value.
Self-value. You have to be at the point where I can hop out of a taxi cab, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And go and relate to people like whatever, people that are far wealthier than me.
Yeah, you've built that understanding that your will and desire changes. You have the ability to change
it's
your
environment. It's not about what you have now. It's about what you can have.
Yeah, and what you can do.
What you can do, how far you can stretch it.
And also it kind of highlights the classism that still exists in varsities.
Yeah.
Because when I look back at my time, you know, you'd get the guys who went to private schools and they would only chill with other
private
guys
school.
Went to private
yeah,
schools.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's because they have the same interests or just because...
I'm not going to lie. In varsity, most of my boys are still Oaks that went to boys' schools. I still relate.
Yeah,
so
you see, that's
private
that's
school
that's what
boys.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
find
boys,
guys
yeah.
from, you know, rural areas or whatever the case may be also chill together. And
and there's a segregation there as well.
Yeah. It's like, I know I only see him in lectures, but other than that...
But that's
you know,
something cool about the race system as well. The race system kind of infuses people together. You're forced to play sports. And sports is obviously something that brings people together.
Right.
There's dinners, there's music, you know, all these kinds of things that do try to bring us together. But ultimately...
Well, it definitely brings South Africa together for 2 or 3 weeks.
Definitely sports.
Shout out Springboks on the Proteas.
I can tell you now that the beer garden brings a lot of Vitsies together.
The beer garden brings people all over the world together.
Vits beer garden, you find every other varsity there.
Yeah. You'll find somebody that you know.
Not only that, engineer's
breakfast.
That's a bomb shot.
I've heard too many
stories. Well, that thing about other varsities, that's Freshers. I don't even think Vits guys
go to
Freshers.
I went one. Never
You probably lost your phone or something.
No, I almost got raped.
That's a story for another day.
Really?
So anyway, what we're saying is that university is valuable. You'd take those 4 years any given day, outside of the corporate building towards your corporate ladder. Would you insist on your children going to university, Sumandra?
Well, for me, I'll judge where they are in life. It's all about where you are in life and what's set up for you, your circumstances. For me, I had to.
Yeah.
In terms of setting myself straight.
Yeah. Loisa?
Yeah, because for my you know, goals in life, I have to. So, you know, for me,
your children, you insist on them becoming.
No doubt, if they degrees. If their goals are required. No
oh,
doubt.
Okay, cool. And yourself, Riyab, what do you want to say?
It's totally up to them.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly speaking, if my dad said to me, look, bruh, I'll give you 2 years tuition fee. Go do you if you know you can do something better than just studying the whole time. Because I know a lot of people feel like they don't necessarily need to study to achieve what they need to achieve in life. And that's all good and well, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the problem that graduates are facing these days is that they're coming out of varsity and they're struggling to find jobs. But, you know, you get sold that dream in varsity, like, yeah, you're going to make racks and all of that jazz. It's going to be so easy. This is, you know, there's so many posts available and people are looking for people in this specific industry. And then you'll find everybody's going to go study, I don't know, engineering or accounting or law.
Yeah. I feel you. Okay, so we just have a little surprise for y'all. We have one of our favorite guests on the show. He's the worst token. Let's say what's up to the worst token, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. The worst token. He's just our guy. You know, we keep him around, you know, because we some 4 or 5 black young niggas who are just rolling around. We need some white perspective sometimes, you know, and our token over here is going to give us that perspective. Token, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Oh, too long, brothers.
It's good to see you, bro. It's been a long time,
it's
bro.
It's been a while. It's nice to be in studio with you, Oaks, today. I really appreciate it, eh?
Yeah.
Mark, I'm a little bit upset, eh? Mark got me really pissed last night to try and convince me to do this, and I'm sitting here with a hell of a hangover. It's not nice.
Pretending like he didn't enjoy it. We all know you white guys love to drink, dog. We know how you guys do. You guys taught blacks how to drink.
And yep. We needed you there. Who was going to cover the bill?
Yeah, exactly.
No, actually, now that I think about it, yeah, but it really stuffs up your diet. All that beer, you got to watch your carbs, bro.
You got to watch the carbs. Are you on a no carbs diet? Are you banting?
I actually just came back from the gym, So, yeah. Like, Riyab, feel these traps, bro. These traps can catch bears.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get ready for H2O, right?
That's it, eh?
You got to get. For the first pump, the first pump has to be perpendicular, yeah, you know, course, so you have to have the muscles to do it.
Yeah, and you have to get some sort of setup, hey, to keep your arm there, and then you do your bicep training with his perpendicular to the floor. That's right.
No, so Token, tell me, what was your university experience like? Where did you go? Tell me a story, a cool story about your varsity experience.
Okay, so I can tell you a story. It's a story of love. It's a story of tragedy. It's a story of, you know, your typical... It's all-encompassing rom-com, if I can put it that way. Yeah. But anyways, we were in the club. We had a couple of tequilas going down, you know, as we usually do.
I
saw this Betty on the other side of the dance floor.
Wait, before you carry on, there's somebody who's actually just tweeted us, at Nix on Twitter. She's like, Varsity taught me you either love tequila or you're wrong.
Yeah,
you know, you have to have that tequila. But yeah, tell us, there was this Betty and
there's Betty on the other side of the dance floor. And this chick, just the most phenomenal, you know, fulsome fair fun bags, if I can put it
fun
that way.
What's up, Double D?
Oh, man, she's standing there, hair glistening like a nosy after a nice sneeze. Yeah. Like, she's like, seriously. Like you couldn't miss it. So I thought, I'm going to go and have a chat with this chick.
Was this before the alcohol or after?
After.
After.
Definitely after. Actually, no. During. You got to pitch. You can't go in there empty-handed, eh?
Yeah. No, I feel you. So what happened?
Anyway, so I went to this chick. So, you know, and it just really hit it off, eh? Grinding on the dance floor. Everything was going well. This chick grew on me like a batch of E. coli old, you know, room temperature Canadian beef. She was in it, brother.
Yeah.
In it.
I feel you.
And, so anyways, you know, you got to run it through. You got to now play it out. You know, you've invested it, you know, so end up at the chick's house. He's standing there. Stalkers, naked, pretty vulnerable at that point in time, you know, as a man. I'm sure you can relate. Yeah, you know, you're like, you're bringing your game, and this chick says, Norte, I'm actually more keen on black dick. Eh? So I don't know.
She's got it going on.
Then, you know what they say about a black man.
And up until this point, I thought we're all black when the lights are out. Yeah, but clearly not for this chick.
Not for this chick. She can feel something was not the same.
You know, on that note, I kind of feel like in South Africa these days as a gent, you know, you need to be white on the outside but still have a black dick.
You need to behave yourself.
Yeah, sometimes you just find that out the hard way, hey?
Yeah. No, okay, so she was into black dick. I mean, like, that happens.
Yeah.
Obviously, because black dick is the shit.
But Rick, why didn't you just flex a little bit, bro?
It was before my serious flexing days.
After that,
I really had to get my life together.
If
I don't have a black dick, I'm going to have to really
pump some steel. Yeah. And it seems like it's working out for you. You seem like you're getting pretty dack here, bro.
Oh, thanks. So you got to get dack,
hey? Yeah, for the girls, isn't it? Girls for the girls, or what is your motto? What is your gym motto, Rick?
Oh, just how much do you bench, hey?
How much do you bench?
Just bench.
How much do you bench, Rick?
How much does your mother weigh, bro?
Token in the building. That's our token white guy.
Shots fired.
Token. So tell me, we're talking a little about university, you know, and how different it is for all of us. Token, tell me about your experience and how you think it compares to, you know, your average middle class black person or, you know, a rural black person in university. Because obviously you're white and you're privileged and you've got all the money in the world. So
yeah.
You can tell us what it's like on the other side of the fence.
Mark, I think I've got to stop you right there. What are you talking about? Fees and like...
Fees and like the experience of your social experience at university compared to other people's social experience of university. People who don't have the money necessarily to live a...
No. It's like there were plenty black oaks on the dance floor, eh? Buying bottles, bro. Like I'm not sure. Yeah, you know, like you're always gonna have quite a variety of people. It's university, you know, so you're gonna have a really crazy time with these oaks. And I mean, the reason I don't drive a Ferrari is because I can't afford one. So you make another plan. You drive a BMW.
Yeah, exactly.
So you gotta do something a bit different. So I mean, if varsity is a bit tight.
Yeah.
Try an alternative.
Try a TUT.
Yeah, TUT. Technicons, you know, whatever.
They're out there for you.
Well, Rick, I gotta say, we were on those dance floors, guys. We
if there's one thing we can do, it's dance. That's for sure. If there's one thing.
But not everyone, homie.
Yeah. Rick, I mean, Token obviously can't dance over here. Obviously, he's not a.
Not dancing, eh?
You're just about the fist pumps.
I stay my white ass off the dance floor, but, just pump a little bit of iron on the dance floor. Fist pump.
Unless Watch Me Whip Nene comes on.
Then you're the guy who goes to your friend, your black friend as well. I say, you're like, yo, ooh,
watch me.
Or Nkala Katla comes on, you know, then everybody from Mendoza, like, everybody loves us, okay? You can hoy those moves, but
You really lost it with that one, hey? Wait, I just want to test you. My name is Riabe Tswe. Can you pronounce that for me?
No.
I respect his honesty.
No, bro. I know, like, rehab, I can understand. Been there, done that. So that's easy.
At least you're not saying Mabeki in Parliament like yesterday.
No, also just stay out of Parliament. Hey? You got to know. I'm swear to my comfort zone.
Yeah, is it? You're not about that politics life.
No, I know when my microphone's on and off. Hey? Let's just start it off right there.
Yeah. You just don't want to engage with Zuma or Julius or any of the characters. Who do you think should rule?
You know what? I don't like red at all, eh? So definitely not the EFF. That's like seriously clashing with my neck veins.
Tell me, who would the rest of the white people in the world out there, who would they be happy that you'd say represents the country the best? You're speaking on behalf of your people.
Donald Trump. I think he should try, can't you be the president of two countries, surely?
No.
I wasn't a political science student.
Let's focus on South Africa. Are you saying Donald Trump because you're finding it hard to find like white candidates?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think there's a serious, all the white candidates are in Cape Town.
And
that's going pretty well. Yeah. So I think maybe pick someone from over there. There's lots of oaks on the mountain, you know, climbing there. Pick somebody who's going
who's
hiking.
Fit and strong.
Yeah, fit, strong, hiking. Maybe drives a nice car. Obviously knows how to use his money. Yeah,
yeah, so, Bucky, most likely.
Shouldn't you run a country like a business?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
mean,
saying.
I mean, as soon as you start worrying about people, you know, then you have to think about additional things, eh? Like rights.
Okay, so we've got a tweet from you, The Worst Token. You can follow on Twitter at The Worst Token. He says, Varsity taught me that you gotta get dak for vac, bruh. You gotta get dak for vac. Did you get dak for vac, Ria?
Hey, I don't know what vac is all about.
Yeah, what is vac?
Vac is the holiday, like after the term or the semester.
Black. You come straight.
You talk about the stuff.
That's old high school vac. I'm talking about like holidays in the
Thailand,
the semester.
Thailand.
Yeah.
Surely, bro.
Oh well,
come
Rick,
on.
We haven't been to Thailand. Sorry, bro. I know you and all your mates.
We don't have the opportunity.
You all went to a party.
Vac is Gold Reef City for us.
Yeah. Oh, they're taking you for a ride, eh, brother?
Sun City, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky, Sun City. But Token, obviously,
no,
Thailand.
Book a ticket. Thailand. Full moon parties, but just chicks everywhere. Everyone's in there.
Big fun bags.
Yeah. Oh, lovely stuff, eh? Yeah. That's, you got to get Jack for back. It can't be a skinny oak, a scroll chap, standing around on the beaches of Thailand.
The thing is, my dad was busy fucking up the commerce, paying for my tertiary, you know. So where was the money going to come from, bro?
You see, we don't have that privilege, money, unfortunately.
Fucking up enough.
Hey, Token. Yo. So where do you get all of this racks, dog?
English?
Where do you get all of the money?
You got to work for it. Eh? You got to go to university, get a degree, eh, brother?
Yeah, you see, he's claiming apparently we don't work. Are we lazy?
Hey guys,
black people lazy.
Who needs a lift home after the show?
I do actually, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, no, I took a taxi, yeah, dude. So yeah. if you wanna ride, can I drive though?
Yeah, sure you can drive. I'll sit in the back, it'll look real legit. And then maybe we can swing by a news cafe and get a couple of beers on my corporate card, eh?
Okay, I'm down with that. I'm down with that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our boy Token. Give it up for Token.
Shout out to
him.
Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah. He'll be joining us at the end of every episode, giving us the opinions of the white guys out there. Because, you know what I mean? We're just some brothers in this building. You know, we needed some light. We need some perspective on what's going on in your guys' lives. Because we all different, right? Just before we do go, I do want to read a few of these tweets that have been coming out here. They are pretty hilarious. There's one more which is coming from the worst Token again. He says, Varsity taught me the Holy Trinity: beers, bins, and biceps.
Beers, bins, biceps, brother.
That's what you need at the Varsity, you know. And also from Rio Bezo Sicilia, he says, Varsity taught me you're guaranteed to see John Mongrel if you enter an exam without a calculator. Hashtag Papa Vach for you. And also, Rio Bezo Sicilia tweeted, he says, you can't go to the university without drinking at least three times a week. I think that's true. At least three times is dope.
Yeah, yeah. It's moderate.
It's moderate, but bare minimum.
You're a very average performer.
Yeah. Below average.
Yeah, below average.
Okay, some people need something stronger than Xanax. So you get some Micham involved.
No, you just need some help.
Yeah. And also, one that came from me earlier is that Varsity taught me that nobody cares if she's your girlfriend or not.
I've got one from Sir Chief Walaza saying, Varsity taught me not to leave my washing pad in the laundry room.
Yeah, the laundry
room. I'll go back to that one. Like, the game, she belongs to the game, bro. She's never yours.
Yeah, she's never yours, dog. And it's always tough out there in these Varsity streets, bro. But yeah, anyway, it's been such a cool time chatting about university and all that we've done. Congratulations to everybody who graduated. Big ups to y'all, because that's been the dopest shit. Yeah, so our podcast is every Wednesday at 2 p.m. You can join us. Also join us at Giles Restaurant tomorrow for a comedy night. You have myself and Rio Beza with a lineup of comedians for you. Doors open at 7:30. 50 Rand gets you in. Giles Restaurant in Craig Hall Park.
And you can catch the worst guys on all social media outlets. You can catch us on Instagram at The Worst Guys, Facebook The Worst Guys, and on Twitter at @the_worstguys. Don't
yeah.
be left out.
Come through with us, see what's going on. And also leave your diaries open for the 6th of May. Leave your diaries open. I can't say too much about it now, but book that day off. Something special is going to happen on that day, yo. Somewhere around Carnival City. That's all I'm going to say. But
okay,
leave that day open. Let's leave that day open. Okay. We out, guys. It's been so dope chilling and hanging out. Congrats to all the graduates.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.